This is a Mesh Musings episode where I, Scott Herleman, share some context of what I'm learning and thinking relative to data mesh. I hope they are useful to you. Data Mesh and the Community, the Future, Mesh Musings number 34. Okay, one thing I will start with is data mesh learning is not, quote unquote, the data mesh community. I know a lot of us feel that way because it is the main place for data mesh community, but there are lots of awesome initiatives popping up that are not under that data mesh learning umbrella, many of which I have helped people get going and continue to feed, because that is what will drive data mesh forward as a practice. Local groups that aren't under some central control that becomes a bottleneck. Does that sound familiar at all? So one thing I am currently working on is where the future of the community should go. As many know, I am moving to Europe, likely early next year. I've been thinking a lot about where my focus should be that can help the community and where the community itself needs to focus that I can't provide that help. We've had a few awesome people step up, like Eric Broda definitely comes to mind. You should all reach out to if you need some help in financial services to him. Tim Tischler is doing some really interesting stuff. There's a lot of people out there. Those are two that are doing stuff directly under data mesh learning. But to make this as a community, these information exchanges and people learning and sharing and trying to get to better ways of working, to make that really work in a broader sense and create, we need to do that and create a decentralized community, one that isn't reliant on me. That part is really crucial. What I do not want is to have a community that gets overrun with vendor BS and crap, right? To me, those communities are no fun. But vendors actually do play an important part in data mesh. I've said that from the beginning. We kind of need them to work on adapting their tools a little bit better to these new required ways of working, but we do need vendors, right? And just because I call vendors out for doing really dumb marketing things doesn't mean we should all have to build everything ourselves. That would be insane. I even covered that a lot in Mesh Musing on vendor BS, which was Mesh Musings number 10 or episode 58. Yes, it's kind of crazy that we're about 100 episodes past that. There has been a perception that I, you know, as Scott, somehow speak for the community or have the official view or opinion on data mesh. If anyone had that, it would be Jamak. And I don't think that makes sense even for her. She talked about not wanting to create the church of data mesh, right? I don't want that. That is bad. We can't be taking everything on faith. She doesn't want the church of data mesh, and I really don't want it, right? I don't want to be that voice. So moving towards a perception of more broad community-driven initiatives will result in more vibrancy. We will finally have the standard journey story questions and the architecture interviews that look like they were going to happen, but haven't yet. Plus, we will have community stewardship focused on the community itself. And I'm more focused on this podcast and a few other things, right? We need new people that come into the community to feel welcome and that they can contribute. That there has always been a sense of people being in awe of each other and not wanting to go out on a limb. And so I think we need to kind of smash that perception down that people that are new can come in and they can ask questions and not be judged, and that we can kind of enable that. So we need to do that with the community, right? A recent interview really reinforced this when after the recording, I talked with the person about if people will reach out after the episode. And he said he sure hopes so because he'd love anyone to reach out. But you know, in the same breath, he was very concerned about reaching out to a past guest. That's silly. People want to chat, right? Some of us are overloaded. We can't help everybody. You know, this isn't saying go, everybody go ping Jamac, but a lot of the people that are on here, if you've got something that's interesting to ask them, they want to talk about that stuff. We need to reinforce that at the community level. So right now I am in the process of working on where all of that goes, how we can achieve a lot of that. There will likely be a few stewardship committees or something similar. So if you want to get involved, let me know. I'm likely going to be actually handing over ownership of any community assets, the Slack, the Meetup, the LinkedIn page, the YouTube, all of that under Data Mesh Learning, to an independent foundation that will mean we have a good way to receive some funds, but keep, you know, the great vendor neutral, if not, you know, the vendor independent direction and how we've had this community. That will hopefully remove any doubt as to whether I speak for the community. I do not. So again, we need to head in this direction. And I think removing myself as the linchpin of the community is really crucial, because right now I am a bottleneck. People feel like they can't go out and do things on their own without my approval. And that's silly, right? If you're going to do it in the Data Mesh Learning Slack, that's probably an issue if you're going to be harassing people or if you're going to be super vendory. But it doesn't mean that you can't have a voice. It doesn't mean that you can't step up and be asking the questions or be answering people or be engaging or reaching out to people. All of these, if it's information exchange, right? The only people that are really being aggressive in this information outreach is me or vendors. We need to get past that. We need to create a community where we can more easily share information, right? We've had a lot of things that tried to get off the ground and then didn't. And a lot of that is because I just don't have time to support those new initiatives and do what I'm also doing, right? We need lots of new faces to be strong voices in the community. Everybody out there listening, I want you to have an easy path if you want to be known to people, if you want to be kind of talking out there. And I want to make sure there are easy mechanisms and space to do that for those new voices to emerge. There's a perception, I think, where people, again, feel like they have to get my approval to be a new voice. And I just don't think that's the case, right? The foundation that we're looking at doing, if we get the proper funding from people, could even hire like a community manager or an evangelist. We can have someone that potentially is there to help with other community people's content and really focus on the meetup or whatever. So do keep an eye on the Slack in the coming weeks as more is laid out and we, you know, start look to get involved where you want to, right? Start a meetup group yourself as well. Suggest a Zoom hangout in the Slack on a topic, right? You're really interested in data contracts. Okay. Say, hey, everybody, I am doing a hangout on Zoom at this time, this link. Anybody who wants to join, do it, right? Take things on to yourself. Be part of the community. Start to engage with each other. Don't just always be going through me. You know, write something. Ask questions. Basically, get involved and get connecting and get in touch with each other and get excited. This is only the start of the next phase for meeting and exchanging info with other folks interested in Data Mesh. So if you have questions, if you want to get involved, feel free to ping me. But I also just, I can't be the approver of things. I can't be the only voice that's out there. We need a lot more people that are going to be kind of the regular voices out there that are helping new people and that are discovering new things and are sharing that as well. And that it's, you know, we don't have to have this super high bar to what gets shared. You know, if you listen to especially my interviews, one thing that I would point to people is a lot of people feel like they could never do that. They could never interview somebody like the way that I do. It's like, really listen to how much I ramble or how much I go on or how goofy some of the things I say are. And, you know, the number of you knows and the number of all of these other things, verbal tics and things like that. You don't have to be embarrassed about that, right? We can go out there, we can be voices. And I think that's where the community needs to head. So I think putting it into the foundation's hands as well as encouraging a lot more and creating better mechanisms, which I'm not, anytime I've tried, they haven't really worked. But if we can get somebody in who's really focused on creating those mechanisms to make it easy for new voices and faces to get out there, I think that's going to be really important and valuable. So if you want to get involved, get in touch and just kind of go do something, go have some positive impact on people, go reach out to each other. So with that, Scott out.